Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we welcome award-winning writer Iris Winston. Iris's career spans 40 years as a writer, editor, reporter, theater reviewer, and teacher. She's a regular contributor to newspapers and magazines, and her stories about pets and people, featured in 55 Plus magazine, keep us wanting more. Welcome, Iris. Nice to have you join us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So animals and pets are a subject dear to your heart. And I know your own pets feature very strongly in your animal chatter column in 55 Plus. Do you have pets there with you today?
I always have them around me. I don't actually at this second see my dog, but she's in the house and the cats are both just outside on the front step.
Okay. And do they often join you when you're talking like this?
They usually join me when I'm on the phone and then they want to have part of the conversation. That's one of the things with cats in particular.
Oh, really?
They think you're talking to them. So they talk back. They only talk to humans. They don't actually talk to other animals in the same way.
Right. So I'm curious, you're a seasoned interviewer, having profiled many noteworthy people over the years, and yet you say you're not comfortable being interviewed yourself.
Why is that? Well, of course, you have less control if you're being interviewed than if you interview. I mean, just a little quick example. You said I've been doing this for 40 years. I've actually been doing it for more than 50, so it makes it worse.
I'm sorry, I didn't give you the credit for that.
You didn't give me the age. I really enjoy talking to people. I really enjoy the conversations that I have through interviews. And I think I mentioned to you that my mentor or person, I never spoke to him personally, but listened to him all the time, was Peter Zarsky. I thought he was the best interviewer I've ever heard. Because he always made the person he was speaking to seem to be the most important person in the world for that period. And the only interview I ever heard him do that he was not comfortable with, and it wasn't his fault, it was with Margaret Thatcher. But she was so rude to him and he didn't know quite how to handle it. But every other time he just was charming, he was warm, and he let the other person do most of the talking.
Did you ever interview him?
No, I would have loved to have done, but no.
What interests you most about people?
Well, I like to hear their background. I like to hear how they got to wherever they are. I think probably one of the best known stories in Canada is how Peter Mansbridge became a broadcaster. He was a luggage handler at Churchill Airport, and he had to fill in reading off the flight times one particular day. And it happened that the head of CBC for Churchill was there and said, "I want to know whose voice that is." And that was the beginning of his career as a broadcaster. That's the kind of thing that's pretty exciting when you hear it.
There's always stories that come out of things, eh? And if you listen, you'll hear them, right?
Yeah.
You know, you've interviewed some very prominent people over the years. And I'm just wondering if you'd like to tell us about some of them more recently that I've read in 55 Plus. I've always enjoyed your articles. Governor General at the moment, Mary Simon, a wonderful story. And most recently, astronaut Chris Hadfield. Do you want to tell us a bit about those two interviews for us?
Well, of course, when it's someone in a particular position, such as Governor General, you have to work with the gatekeepers. You have to work with the public relations people, and it takes quite a bit of arranging. But she was absolutely lovely to talk to, completely at ease. And I, now, in recent times, partly because of COVID and partly because it's easier for people, we do a lot of interviews by phone or by Zoom rather than in person. Mm-hmm. And you miss a little bit not being right there with the person, but it's still okay. It's still very nice to just sit and talk. Now, in the case of the Governor General, I had about half an hour on the phone with her, which was wonderful. There were other people listening in, but nobody was was cutting in. They were just listening to what we were saying. And she had a lot to say about her own background, which is, of course, very unusual for most people. And she had a lot to say about her ambition as Governor General. And I actually also got a story from her that she had written for an Inuit magazine that she allowed me to reprint, which was also in that same edition of 55 Plus. And with regard to Chris Hadfield, he is particularly interesting because he likes to try his hand at so many different things. And the most recent being writing a novel as well as being a singer. So that's all interesting.
Oh, right, right, right. He sang when he was up in space.
He certainly did. And he took a lot of photographs up there.
Right.
And in fact, I bought that book of photographs from space to send to my daughter-in-law's parents for Christmas because they're Polish and they're in Poland. And I thought, we'll show them. It's really quite a small world. We're looking at it the same way. And they were really pleased with it. I mean, because it was a different connection.
Lovely. You pick up a lot of cues then from a person's voice. I mean, if you're not sitting right in front of them, perhaps you're on the phone, so you're not even seeing them on Zoom, for instance. How does that work for you?
Well, you just listen to the tone. You obviously listen to the words, and I do tape. I let them know that I'm taping them, and I'm taping whatever they have to say. And I never change a quote, except maybe to fix the grammar, but otherwise I do not change it. Mm-hmm. If I say they said it, they said it.
Okay.
And I try, particularly for 55 plus, the idea is to give an idea of the person, how they got where they are, why they wanted to do it, something about their family background, if they're willing to talk about it. Most recently, I interviewed an author who's as crazy about animals as I am, and that was good. We were able to do quite a bit of talking about dogs as well as about her career as an author. You'll try and pick up on what the people themselves are interested in. It's a little easier when you're in a room with someone. For example, years ago, I was talking to Ed Broadbent, and he invited me into his home in Ottawa, and he had an elephant table. And he started telling me the background of that table, where he'd got it, how his wife had bought it for him as a surprise. And that made a whole adjunct to the story, which was kind of nice too. And that wouldn't have happened on the phone because it wouldn't have been mentioned.
Right, right. Do you find that these people are receptive to you?
When
you first approach them for an interview, are they quite receptive to the idea?
Receptive. Some are, some aren't. I have been turned down. I have been greeted enthusiastically. I've been, well, I don't know about this. So, you know, my reaction. It depends on the individual. And sometimes you're having to work through other people before you get to them. If it's an author, you go to the publicity department of the publishers rather than go directly to the individual. One of the most generous with his time was Jack Layton. He invited me into his office on Parliament Hill, and I was with him for 2.5 hours. And he had 33 pictures of his wife up because I had time to count them.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, that's unusual, that length of time.
And so that would become part of the conversation with you as
well? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And there was, I don't know if you remember Lou McKenzie, but he was pretty famous during as a general. And I went to his house, and he came to the door and said, "Hi, I'm Lou." And that's how we started the conversation.
So most people you find are quite relaxed then with you?
Eventually, maybe not right at the beginning. Some have been quite tense. And the lady I just mentioned, the author I just mentioned, she was pretty tense because she's a very shy lady. I don't want to mention her name, but eventually we got a really good interview going, and I'm sure it was because of the dogs.
right, gave you common ground. What's given you the most pleasure? You know, who have you had the most fun with, if you can think just off the top about that?
Ooh, Peter Lougheed was a lot of fun. That was a long time ago. It was one of my early interviews. Because he was very relaxed, and he was really very, very nice to talk to. I enjoyed talking to Bob MacDonald of Quirks and Quarks.
Right.
He's another one that had an unusual beginning to his career, and it took him in a direction that you wouldn't have expected.
He would be easy to talk to, I imagine.
Yeah, he was ever so easy to talk to. Some people, you ask one question and it's like a opening a floodgate, and they just keep talking. And some people are shy, and you have to push everything with every question. And that's much harder. If they can't relax, it's much harder.
Have you ever written anything controversial?
Yes, quite a lot.
And you probably don't want to talk about it, right?
Well, you get a lot of strong reactions. Of course, as a reviewer, you're going to get strong reactions. And I was theatre reviewing for about 25 years. And some people, you'll get positive reactions saying, yes, we agree with what you said, even if it's a negative review. And you'll get very negative reaction either way, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Some people take it out on you personally. You're going to have a fairly thick skin if you are reviewing. And if you write opinion pieces, and I do sometimes write opinion pieces, and sometimes you get very negative reactions to those too. The most recent one of those, it's not that recent anymore, but it was pre-COVID, but I reacted differently to the Me Too movement than a lot of other people did. And I got a lot of hate mail out of it.
Did you?
Yeah, but that's just one of those things. I stood by what I said.
Do you wish to share any of that with us?
I don't remember precisely what I said in the piece, but I felt that there was overreaction, and in fact, it's gradually gone that some people have reacted the same way that I have. But at the time I wrote it, they were reacting. You know, that anyone who said that they had been sexually assaulted or approached had to be telling the truth, and they weren't always telling the truth, in my opinion.
And you said that, and that wasn't.
And I said that, and got all kinds of interesting mail back. Mm.
Does that bother you when you get that kind of feedback?
Well, it would bother anyone that you're misunderstood by what you were saying. And mostly it was because people weren't reading it clearly enough. Only in one case was I really bothered by it, because it was a friend of mine who reacted negatively.
Really? That'd be hard
to take. But otherwise, generally not.
Being misunderstood would be one thing, and I could understand how that would really upset you. Being disagreed with.
No.
There's a difference, isn't there? Does that upset you as much?
That's fine. People want to have a different point of view.
Right. Right. Well, you know, you, as much as you dislike being interviewed, I think you're doing a great job today. And you see.
Well, that must be because you're relaxing.
I was hoping to pick up some helpful tips from you, actually.
Well, I think it's just being interested in what people have got to say is all it's about. It's a conversation.
Right.
The one thing I really do not like, and sometimes you have to do this, is when often if it's a publicist saying, please, will you write down the questions that you're going to ask? Mm-hmm. And apart from the very basic ones, I don't know what I'm going to ask when I talk to someone, because one question tends to lead to another, and one comment tends to lead to another. So you know the direction, but you don't know the details of what you're going to ask.
Right. And it sounds so contrived.
It sounds really stilted if you do it that way. Indeed.
Right. You're a good listener. That's why it works.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have to be.
Iris, where can we find some of your writings? Now, I know 55 Plus magazine, and I get that, and I love your articles in it about pets, your animal chatter column, and your profiling different people. But where else can we find some of your writings?
Well, I still do quite a bit for Post Media. So, but I'm generally doing sponsored content for them. So that's the Ottawa Citizen, the National Post, Edmonton Journal, Windsor Star, you know, any of the chain. I also have written a number of plays, and several of them are published by Lazy Bee, which is a web publisher in Britain. And I have written some books, my first 2 degrees were in history. So I've got some history books for children and one for adults as well. And I've got a couple of children's fiction books as well out.
Very nice. So if people just even Google your name, Iris Winston, they can find out all.
It does tend to pop up. Yeah.
Everywhere. You're everywhere. That's amazing. So I want to thank you very much. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to thank you very much for joining us today. It's been fun and interesting to chat with you as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for thinking I'm worth talking to.
Well, you certainly are, and keep those articles coming, will you? We look forward to them.
Well, the next one that's coming out in 55 Plus,
yes,
is a profile of a man called Mark Breslin, and he's the man who founded the Yuk Yuks chain. He's pretty interesting.
How on earth do you find all these people and all these stories? That's what I want to know.
Sometimes the editor of the magazine will say, please, will you talk to XYZ? Sometimes I will get a contact from somebody else, occasionally from a friend or a relative who will say, I think this person would be worth interviewing. And then I'll approach them, and maybe they'll say yes, and maybe they'll say no. So,
okay, we'll leave it at that. And hopefully we'll chat again down the road a little bit.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, Iris.
Bye-bye.
My guest has been award-winning writer Iris Winston. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.